FM and Paul Gold, a couple of post-punk classics. I'm not sure if they're post-punk or pub rock or what. I don't know. Well, the first one definitely falls in the pub rock genre, which I always thought was a bit of a crazy genre, but there you go. I suppose it was just named after bands that played in pubs. That was Eddie and the Hot Rods, Do Anything You Want to Do, from 1977, as was the next track, Talking Heads and Psycho Killer. We're sticking with 70 songs all the way through today's show. Hope you're enjoying it. You can always let us know. We're on Twitter at Phoenix FM and email radio at phoenixfm.com. You can find us on Facebook and, you know, all the usual places, Instagram, that kind of thing. Bit of Peter Gabriel now from 1977, his very first solo single from his album Peter Gabriel 1. This is Salisbury Hill.
Climbing up on South. when you're standing all so near. I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair.
saying?
Do you still want her?
Baby, stop playing.
Really, I mean it. Can you forget her?
Baby, now stop it. You should know better. I know this is hard to do, but there's no one for me but you. And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not.
Phoenix FM and Paul Golder with you today for 3 hours, back-to-back 70s songs, including that one, Dean Friedman. Do you remember that guy? Lucky Stars from 1978. I remember him very well. Because although he's a US singer-songwriter, we did actually manage to get him into the studio in May 2017. He played a couple of songs live for us, and he was an absolutely lovely guy. Was really glad we managed to get him down. He had a few hits around about 1978, Lydia and Lady of Mine, but we went for that one. The Cars before that, Just What I Needed. Now that is a proper power pop song from 1978. Don't hear that enough on the radio. Bit of Bacharach and David for you now. Courtesy of who else but the Stranglers. There have been so many fantastic versions of this song, but this was a single that was actually released in 1978, reached number 21 in the UK singles charts despite being 6.5 minutes long. And you're going to hear all 6.5 minutes because it is absolutely brilliant. This is Walk On By.
Streets, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, I'll walk on by. I make believe that I can see the tears that let me breathe. How in private, 'cause each time I see you, I just wanna cry. So if I seem so broken in pieces, walk on by. Oh, walk on by. And foolish pride, if I can see the tears, then let me hide all the tears and the sadness you get when you say goodbye. Oh, walk on in the trees. We'll be right back.
Paul Golder and Phoenix FM, and 3 hours of 70s classics and 70s obscure songs as well. Not sure which category that last one falls into. Peter Skellen and Hold On To Love. Now, that would have been from 1973. That's probably about the first year that I started being aware of music, and I would have heard that on Radio 1 quite a lot. Bit cheesy. Sounds like it's a bit of a turn of the century song, and the turn of the 20th century, not the 21st century. But I kind of like that. Brings back a few memories. Genesis before that, and Follow You, Follow Me. The second band I ever saw live, the first artist I ever saw live was Peter Gabriel, and then I saw Genesis, both in 1987. And then I got to see Genesis on their farewell tour, The Last Domino, in 2021, and I thought they were absolutely brilliant. Now, I'm not a big fan of Eurovision, which I know is going to get me in a lot of trouble, because there's a lot of Eurovision fans out there, among our listeners, among our presenters as well. I kind of like it, but I think I've been put off it in recent years because of the terrible quality of some of the UK's entries. And then everyone just moans that nobody likes us because we left the EU. Do you know what? Both reasons are right, but there you go. Now, if you were to ask me what my favourite Eurovision song ever is, I would give you an answer. Nobody else would probably guess, not in the UK anyway. This is the winner in 1975. Does that help? It's Dutch. Does that help? Now, they won this contest in 1975 despite performing first on the night, which is incredibly rare. And they beat The Shadows' Let Me Be The One, which finished second, possibly because Bruce Welch fluffed his singing lines during the live performance. If you're watching Eurovision in 2021, you would have heard this song being played as well, because the band came back and did it again. They're called Teaching, and this is simultaneously one of the most 70s records I've ever heard and one of the most European records I've ever heard. So what's it called? Ding A Dong.
this. Padre, you talk to your boys.
Such a crime for a guy to spend his time
at the local dance at the local county jail. At the local dance at the local county jail.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do?
Phoenix FM and Paul Golder, 1973, and Rubber Bullets from 10cc. It was a number one record in June of that year. And I think 10cc, if memory serves me right, they had three number one singles, and all three were sung by different members of the same band. Anyway, you'd have to take my word for that. I'm pretty sure that's right. The other two number one singles were Dreadlock, Holiday, and I'm Not In Love, of course. And before that, Darts, and a number two single from 1978 from them. They never had a number one. That was The Boy from New York City. Originally recorded in 1964 by American soul band The Ad-Libs. But the Darts version, I think, is absolutely brilliant. Singer Rita Ray has got a fantastic voice, and Dan Hegarty is absolutely crazy. One of the doo-wop guys, giving it the baritone. I strongly recommend you go to YouTube and you check out their Top of the Pops performance of that song. You'll be amazed, and you'll find it hilarious all at the same time. Now, 1978 saw the start of Kate Bush's chart career as well. Been a massive Kate Bush fan ever since I could go out and buy records. She released her album The Kick Inside, which reached number three in the album charts, and of course Wuthering Heights from it reached number one. The first song ever to be written by a female songwriter to reach a number one in the UK, which is incredible really. But the record company EMI didn't want it to be her debut single. They wanted this song to be her debut single, which is good, but it's no Wuthering Heights. Still a great tune though. From her debut album, this is James and the Cold Gum.
The lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why. Why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go away? Never wanted anything in my life. Not until I met you, I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in the past, never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say. Every day, how I miss you. Oh, every single day, every single day, every single day that I'm without you. It's a little more, it's a little more, just a little bit, just a little more, just a little more than I've ever been hurt before. Every single day, every single day. Window, see a young man across the street. He looks something like me, and is walking with his head down to the ground. Did you wanna hurt me so? Why didn't you have to go away? There's one thing I can say. Every day, how I miss you. Oh,
every single day, every single day, every single day that I'm without you. It's a little bit, it's a little bit, just a little. Baby, lovers appear in your room each night.
He walked into a play, and the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died, except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane, no one asks you to play. Radio by your side, Angie baby.
Paul Golder on Phoenix FM, playing a ton of 70s songs, including Helen Reddy, who you just heard, Angie Baby, and Sad Cafe and Everyday Hurts from 1979. Now, this next singer, signed to Elton John's Rocket label in 1978, only really had one successful song, reached the top 20 in 1979, but she's still going strong. This is Judy Zook and Stay With Me Till Dawn.
Understand what's going on. I can't see through your frown. First you're up, then you're down. You're keeping me from someone I want to know, but I need
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish,